Okay, does everyone have in front of them the packet called Inyana de Yoma Lachag HaShavuos? That's the packet we started yesterday. Bez Hashem going to go through the week today. And yesterday we talked about the minute of waiting till night, either to Daven Maariv or to make Kiddush on the first night of Shavuos. And we discussed the whole Inyan is you know, what that's all about. So now I want to show you. So we went through the Tshuva of the Soros Tshuva. That's the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. And we got through the first part of it. And now we're up to the second part of the tshuva on page 9, the bottom left. Okay, so so he has a fascinating discussion. It is mamish ga'onis of even, in other words, of an why there's another inyan of waiting Shavuos night to Daven Maariv, not Alz Tamimus. First thing was Alz Tamimus. Everyone knows the first part, and then he wanted to say that maybe even Alz Tamimus it's not a problem, because maybe all you have to do is to Tamimus means till you mekabel, and since there's a mitzvah tosefes, if you assume tosefes means to be mekabel early, so this is, but he's going to say a fascinating chap of why it's still an inyan to wait the first night of Shavuos till Laila to Daven Maariv. But nothing to do with Tamimus. Nothing to do with the Magen Avraham and the Taz and Tamimus. So he says like this, Zakti on page 9. He says in the bottom, Hinea Magen Avraham, Pilpil Ba'osam Han'urim Kolel Shavuos. There's a whole discussion in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shavuos. That's Tov Tzadi Dalet is Hilchas Shavuos. In other words, if you stay up the whole night, you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, in the shir in the west side, I plan to give a whole shir on that topic. With a new mahalech from the Yismach Moshe. I mean, to me it's new. It was Yismach Moshe lived a long time ago, so it's not so new anymore. But no one, people don't know that tshuva as well. So I'm going to go through the tshuva of the Heshiv Moshe. It's a different tshuva. Not this tshuva of the Soros tshuva. But today we're going to do another fantastic tshuva of the Soros tshuva. And it's Mamash Ge'oinis, where he has a new chap as to why is there an inyan to wait the first night of Shavuos till night to Daven Maariv. Nothing to do with Tamimus. So that's what he says. He says like this: Inei Magen Avraham Pilpil Bosam Manurim Kol Leil Shavuos Yitzchichem Levarach Machras Beboker Berkas Hatorah. Lamad Dekaimel Meshulchan Aruch Leel Da'alomed Balayla. So what's the din? Shulchan Aruch says if you learn Torah at night, Halayla Holecha Achar Yom Sheover. Now you don't have to make a Berkas Hatorah when you learn at night, because the Birkas HaTorah you made that morning counts for the night. In other words, it's something that unique, because usually in Hilchas, in Halacha, the day starts at night. Halayla holach, you know, hayom holach achar halayla. It's the night day. But for Birkas HaTorah, we're saying that you make it in the morning, and that patters you through the next night. Right? Halayla, Holachacha Yom Sha'over. Einatzark Lachzul Devar, Kolzman Shalom Yishon. Right? In other words, you made Birkas Torah on a regular day. Forget about staying up the whole night. Regular day. You woke up in the morning, made Birkas Torah, and then you're going to learn that following night also. You don't say, well, that's a new day, because we follow the... Because Birkas Torah, we don't follow the night first. The day comes first in Birkas Torah. The day and night. Day, night, day, night. Minitzorach Lachzul Levar Kol Zman Shalom Yishon. As long as you didn't sleep. Right, some shittas hold that sleeping is what's mechayiv in Birkas HaTorah. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you slept and then you wake up early and even before sunrise, you should make another Birkas HaTorah, because that's what the Ogur says on page 4 on Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamashkim kodem or hayom lilmod mevarach birchas haTorah veinitzarach lachzul levarach sheilech lebeis haKnesses. Hamashkim kodem or hayom mevarach kol seder brachas chus mibirchas hanosim lasechvi. So if you got up early, that, in other words, the day is not necessarily what time is alos or what time is nates. It's when you finish your sleep for the night and then you wake up, that now you're embarking upon the new day. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. But here we're talking about a person who didn't go to sleep. Right? So when does he make Birkas HaTorah? On page 10, we just turn. The Shenas Keva Bayom Lohavi Hefsik. Right? In other words, and that's our minute. In other words, say you take a nice nap at Shabbos afternoon. You know, a nice nap on Shabbos afternoon, and then you wake up. So it's a machlokes, but our minute is we don't make another Birkas HaTorah. We don't make it was in the day, even though you took a Shenas Keva. But
isn't this like the Rabbi Akiva Eger that he says you should take a sleep?
Oh, we're going to get to that. That's the next paragraph. Oh. We'll talk about that.
Oh, okay.
He muchach d'lav hashena gorim hahefsek ela halayil hu gorim. Friends, you betchilei datayna luftorach yom v'layil echadim kein haneir v'layil tzarech levarach Birkas HaTorah. Whereas if you slept at night, and that was your sleep for the night, and now you're up, then you make another Birkas HaTorah. But if you... Now, Rabbi Lavi just was pointing out, there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger. Chazin lagon mechidusha regarding Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shulchan Aruch, shekosov dayoshen b'yom. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, hayoshen b'yom, Erev Shavuos, Shenas Keva. Say you take a nap on an Erev Shavuos, but a Shenas Keva. In other words, you're planning to stay up the whole night, so you take already a 3-hour nap, say, or something like that. You take a good nap on Erev Shavuos. So then Rabbi Kiva Eger says that you can, that when it comes to morning, you can make your own Birkas HaTorah. You don't have to get anyone to motzi you. Because there's a machloikis, is Birkas HaTorah toloi on Shena, or is it toloi on what? Is it toloi on the new day? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, a manufshach. So if you slept at night, if you slept in the day, rather, on Erev Shavuos for a couple of hours, and now the new day comes, so now according to every shita, you can make a Birkas HaTorah, because according to the sheet of Shena, you did the Shena in Erev Shavuos. And according to the sheet, you need a new Yom, you have a new Yom. So you have the Shena and you have the new Yom. So therefore, he says, you have no problem. Manavshach. Team Shena Gorem, her Yoshem B'yom Shena's Keva. Fim Alayla Gorem, Shita Yochel Levarach. That's the famous. Now, what's problematic, what some people point out with this Rabbi Kiva Eger, And I, you know, I was never, is that, it's not so pashut that that the Shena Balayla, that Vayom counts. Because it could be that it's only Shena Balayla that counts. Because that's your sleep, because that's really considered like the new day, because you slept your, you know, but he's assuming like the Shita that holds that it's all told in Shenas Keva, whether it's Bayom or Balayla, and once you had a Shenas Keva and you had a new day, so Mamanachach Yechayev. But it's, to me, it's, you know, it was never a foolproof thing that he said, because it could be that it's maybe only Shenas Keva Balayla as Mechayev. Well.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Does Rabbi Akiva Iger mean you started the Shena, let's say, late afternoon, and it went through
no.
a few, an hour into the night? Or
no,
something like
no,
that?
No. He means
so the day.
That an Erev Yontif, Shavuos, you know you're going to be up the whole night, so 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you take a nice nap from 12 to 3. And now you'll be up for the night. And he says, so therefore, when it's time to daven the next morning, you can make your own Birkas HaTorah because you have all the Shitas. You have the Shita of Shena, and you have the Shita of a new day. So Maman of Shach Yotze. But L'chore, it's not so Pasha, because it could be that there's a Shita that has to be Shena Dafka Balayla, not just Shena Keva. But Shena Keva Balayla, because that's considered like your new day, even though it's even before the next morning of Alosa Shachar. But okay, but that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger said. Okay, but now he's going to say a chap. The Soros Tshuva, which I was mamish mispoiled from this chap. Because I never saw anyone say this chap before. And it was very, it's good. The Soros Tshuva is one of my favorite svarim. It pays to know every Soros Tshuva. Not because you have to know every Soros Tshuva. In other words, you have to know every Truma Sadesha, that you have to know. Because how can you know Halacha with not knowing every Truma Sadesha? So it's Truva, you just need to do if you want to stay happy in this world. So then you should do every Yisoris Truva.
Hey, what about the Beis Sharim?
The Beis Sharim is also unbelievable, you're right. You have to do it. Also, keep you happy. You don't have to do every Beis Sharim because it's like the Truma Sadesha. Truma Sadesha you have to know because that's like... That's, you know, animamin. That's one of the animamins to know every Truma Sadesh.
You have to put out publish a list of what svarim we need to know.
That's right. But the Truma Sadesh, I always tell everybody, you have to know every Truma Sadesh. I think I say that, you know, pretty often. Mm-hmm. Another thing is like the Hesaurus Truva, you don't necessarily have to know every Hesaurus Truva. But if you want to stay happy, you should know every Hesaurus, you should go through every Hesaurus Truva. You can tell that to the modern psychologists. What will make people happy? You know, which type of therapy? So I hold Hesaurus Truva therapy will make people happy. Okay, keep that in mind. Okay, Ladia's Daiti, Yesh Lefach Mechazel. So he says he has an issue with the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Not my issue. The issue I have with Rabbi Kiva Eger, I have this issue with Rabbi Kiva Eger already years ago. We've had this issue between us, me and Rabbi Kiva Eger, about this, his Maman of Shach. But he's going to have a new issue here. It says in Shulchan Aruch, so let's take a look, in Mem Zayin Sif Zayin. So take a look in Mem Zayin Sif Zayin, that's page 3. Birkas Avas Olam, right, the different nuschos, whether you're supposed to say Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, but that's considered like a Birkas HaTorah. That's the Gemara. Birkas Avas Olam Poteres Birkas HaTorah Im Lomad Miad B'li Hefsek. But if you learn, in other words, you have to learn right afterwards. Then it becomes a Birkas HaTorah. And then, look in Sifches, which I didn't bracket, but look at it anyway. He says, V'yesh l'stapeg, isagi b'kor kriya shmosomach lo miyad b'li hefsek. So in other words, what if you... So when we say avarabba, avas olam, we say kriya shma right afterwards. So maybe kriya shma could count. Could kriya shma count as learning right afterwards? He says, V'yesh l'stapeg. So he says, therefore, you should always make sure to make Birkas HaTorah in the morning. Because if you made Birkas HaTorah in the morning, so you'll be Yotze. But if you didn't, so then it could be that once you davened already, and you said Avarabba or As Olam, and you said Kriya Shema right afterwards, you were Yotze Birkas HaTorah, then you won't be able to make the regular Birkas HaTorah, Asher Bachar Bani Mikol HaAmim. So he says, always make that in the morning. But technically speaking, if you didn't, then it could be Yotze, because if you said Avarabba, and then you have to learn afterwards to make it into a Birkas HaTorah, but we have a built-in learning right afterwards. They're called what? Called Kriya Shema. So therefore, once you already have davened and said Avarabba or Vasa Olam, and then you said Kriya Shema, then you were Yotze, then it would be a suffix that whether you could even make up to say the Birkas HaTorah from the morning or not. Oh, so look what he says now. Take a look. And there is Daiti Yishlefach B'Chazel V'Imad Yisub B'Shulchan Aruch, and he says he has a new taina on Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is the Goynus. Rabbi Kiva Eger was the Goynus, and now he has a Goynus on his Goynus. He says Yishlefach B'Chazel V'Imad Yisub B'Shulchan Aruch Shim Liberch Birchas HaTorah B'Shachah Kevin Liberch Ava Rabba. And look in Gimel, he says, B'shulchan Aruch Nachat Avas Olam, because the Mechaber holds that you say Avas Olam in the morning. Yosef is a Birkas HaTorah. V'tam came with a bracha b'daber min yonei Torah. U'muvan me'ela, sh'ein chila ben Birkas Avaraba, sh'mevarach b'boker, l'Avas Olam, sh'mevarach b'layla. So he says, even though the Gemara really was talking about Avaraba from the morning, but he says, when you make Birkas HaTorah, when you make the bracha at night of Avas Olam Avtanu, that's the same thing like Avaraba. Kevin Shishnei Brachas Olam Medabrin Bein Yonei HaTorah. Because Avas Olam Beis Yom HaTorah Mitzvah Shuchi Mishwad Yimusad Nimbato. Right? So just like Avaraba in the morning could serve as a Birkas HaTorah, Avas Olam at night by Mariv also could be a Birkas HaTorah. Kevin Shishnei Brachas Olam Medabrin Bein Yonei HaTorah. So the only question is what the Nusach should be. Should it be Avaraba, Avas Olam, okay, whatever it is. Gamsa Isusa Mishulchan Aruch to Birkas Avaraba Eino Poteres Min Birkas HaTorah Elim Kein Lomad Miad Bali Hefsik. You have to learn afterwards. The Mesupak Shem Mishulchan Aruch in Kriyashma, there's a suffix in Shulchan Aruch in Kriyashma Yesh Lo Din Liman HaTorah. Does Kriya Shema have a din of Limud HaTorah? Why? So this is the question. Because when you're saying Kriya Shema, you're not saying it b'toras Limud. He's saying it b'toras Kabbalas Ol Machol Shemayim. So just like there's a discussion in the poskim by Slichas during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, by Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimei Tshuva. So you have to say Birkas HaTorah before Slichas. Because Slichas is full of psukim. Right? So, B'chor P'sukim is Talmud Torah. You say P'sukim. But on the end of the end, you're not saying P'sukim B'Torah Slimud. You're saying P'sukim B'Torah Tchina. Supplication to Hashem. So those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch whether you're Mechuyiv to say Birkas HaTorah before Slichus. You could say no. Even though Slichus is full of P'sukim, Hashem Rasham Kerachu Mechanun is P'sukim. Right, but if you're saying a derech tchina, it's not considered a din of limud, and maybe you don't need Birkas HaTorah. That's the discussion in the post. So the same thing by Kriya Shema. Maybe the suffix of Kriya Shema, where the Kriya Shema counts, the way he's learning, is because Kriya Shema is not necessarily limud. Kriya Shema, you're not saying a b'toras psukim, you're saying a b'toras Kabbalos Ol Machol Shemayim. So maybe that's not B'Torah's Limud, and maybe therefore that's not, you don't need a Birkas HaTorah for that. So maybe therefore that's not considered learning afterwards. So that's the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. The suffix says the Shulchan Aruch is not sure whether Kriya Shema counts or not. Whether you have to do extra learning. You know, some say, do you do extra learning after the Shemon Esrei? Or the Kriya Shema itself is the learning. V'amasubach sham besuchanachim kriyishma yeshlo din limud Torah kevin she'omer also l'shem kriyishma. But you're saying it l'shem kriyishma. You're not saying it l'shem limud Torah. Oh, so now that he says like this, mikol makom says the halakha hisaris tshuva near the hechidish is palam marv mibod yom. So this is chap. But if you daven marv early, so then you're not being yotzei what? The mitzvah of kriyishma. So then for sure, that kriyishma is what? It's Talmud Torah. It's Pesukim. Because you're not saying it, but you're not being yotzei kriyishma with that. So you can't say it's then it's just bedin limud. So said mirror, the hechish is while marv mibod yom, v'ena yotzei az yidechovus mitzvah kriyishma. And that's Rashi writes this on Beis Amaral. Kshitas Rashi, Reish Brochus. She says, "Man kriyish malayla who dafka abishasi tzias kachovim kadisha b'shulchan aruch." Right, because Rashi says that this man kriyish ma is tzias kachovim, like the Mishnah, the Gemara says. So if you daven marv early before tzias kachovim, and you're still saying kriyish ma, so what does Rashi say there? It's kidei lamod b'tfila b'toch divrei Torah. Then it's just the din of divrei Torah. Kedisa b'shulchan aruch anu kormas kriyishma gudei la'amod b'tfilu mitoch divrei Torah. Kedisa b'yushalmi fuso marashi he came shita d'gagav shakar kriyishma mikri lima Torah. So as you know, the shulchan aruch has a suffix. It's kriyishma called lima Torah l'gabi berkas haTorah. But says the Soros Tshuva, that's only when you're saying kriyishma b'zmana. So then you can tie it. That's not a lima Torah because it's tachnunim for kabbalos ol malchus shemayim. But if you daven early and you're still saying kriyashma, so the Yushalmi says, "What are you saying kriyashma for? It's before this man. Why don't you just skip it?" The answer is you want to be davening shmon esrei mitoch divrei Torah, because when you say kriyashma early, that for sure is divrei Torah. So if it's for sure it's divrei Torah, then what? Then it's for sure what? That you would say Birkas HaTorah with that kriyishma. Okay, pshita v'hagav shakar kriyishma mikri limi Torah. The only suffix of the Shulchan Aruch is when you're saying kriyishma b'zmana. So then it's b'toras kriyishma. So then you have to have a suffix. Is that called also Talmud Torah or not? To be yotzei Birkas HaTorah. Him came sheet of Gagavnik Shakar Krishma really with Torah, came Shakal Atzma Loba El Lilmut Torah Kodam Tfila. Oh. So now, let me just finish and then you can say, let me finish his vort, his chap, and then you can say whatever you want. Fafilu Mashahivi and Mogan Avram, Olam Nogu, even though the Mogan Avram says that the middings are Abed Atam, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that when you daven early, you yotze with that kriyishma. Because the first Tosis in Shas quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says there's man kriyishma, even though the Gemara says it's Seisa Chachovim, but there's another Shita that it's Plag Mincha. Rav Shechter points out from the Shagas Aryeh, because that's Rabbeinu Tam Lushitoso that holds that kriyishma is only the Rabbanon, so if it's only the Rabbanon, so maybe you can be yotze kriyishma from Plag Mincha. But Lamaisa, that's not the accepted shita. The accepted shita is Seisa Kachavim. Come on, Igor Allah Meshulchan Aruch Nezi Kelev Shein Yotzi Ad Seisa Kachavim. Val Kolpanim Yidei Sveika Lo Nafka. Ularashi Yotzi Birkas HaTorah Ba'ava Olam. Im Kein Adayin Hu Nushar Besofim Ularab Boka Echad Shol Shavuos Birkas HaTorah. So this is what he's saying. Let me tell it out to you. And then you hear. He's saying like this. Rabbi Kiva Eger had this Maman of Shach, right? That if you take a nap, Shavuos afternoon, Shavuos morning, face Erev Shavuos, you take a nap Erev Shavuos. So then, once you stay up the whole night after that, then Maman of Shach, you can say Birkas HaTorah. Why? Because either it's a why? Because either if you need a new day, you have a new day. If you need sleep, you have the sleep. But if you daven early, say you had your nap, right? You had your nap, But now if you daven early on Shavuos night, then that nap is over. Why? Because now you made Birkas HaTorah now at Maariv. So if you're saying that the nap is Mechayev Birkas HaTorah, so now you made a Birkas HaTorah. So now when the next morning comes, you don't have the Mamad of Shach anymore. Because what did you do? You didn't. You have a new day, but you didn't sleep. You did sleep, but you already made a Birkas HaTorah since that sleep. So that sleep's finished. It got into Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, he's going to say, that's why you should daven Maariv late on Shavuos night. Why? So then if you daven late, then the Kriya Shema is what? Is real Kriya Shema. And then it's not necessarily Birkas HaTorah. Because if it's Kriya Shema, it's not... But when you daven early, then it's for sure Birkas HaTorah. Because then you what? You had... Because it wasn't the Kriya Shema really. So that was for sure Birkas HaTorah. So Mele, he's saying another Svara, why you shouldn't daven early on Shavuos, is because if you daven early on Shavuos and you don't go to sleep and you want to follow Rabbi Akiva Eger's Maman of Shach, you lose the Maman of Shach. Because once you daven early, then that Kriya Shema you're saying in Shul is for sure Divrei Torah. Because it's not Kriya Shema, because it was before the Zman. It's before the Zman. So then when the next morning comes, you can't say Maman of Shach. I slept, I did both things. But the thing that you slept already, you already made a Birkas HaTorah after that sleep. So that sleep's gone. That sleep had its Birkas HaTorah. So but when the morning comes, then it's a Shiloh, whether you can make another Birkas HaTorah, because maybe it's totally in sleep. You slept, but since after you slept, you already made the Birkas HaTorah by Maariv. But that's only if you daven early. But if you daven late, then that's not a Birkas HaTorah, because that Kriya Shema is a real Kriya Shema. Meridik. That's, wow. I was blown away by this. So he says, now he's saying the point. Based on this, you should be Nisar Lhamtin Betfields Arvis the Shvuos Atseis HaKachavim. So there's a whole new Svara of why you should wait till Tseis HaKachavim. Nothing to do with Tmimos and Ki Achshav Nogu. Because he says, Achshav Nogu Gam Rabim. And then he says another reason. He says, Achshav Nogu Gam Rabim Mi Balabatim Hapshutim Lios Nurim Kol Leil Shavuos. He says, a lot of the Balabatim, first of all, are going to stay up the whole night. And the Magen Avraham says that if you're going to stay up the whole night, then you have to make sure you say Kriya Shema. Because if you daven early, then so normally we always going to repeat Kriya Shema because we're going to say Kriya Shema Lamita. So we always have a built-in Kriya Shema that we're going to say. But if you're staying up the whole night, for Or Magavram, Shizaru across Kriya Shema Tchilas Alayla came in Sheina Korim Kriya Shema Lamita. But Kriya Shema Shalvei Zaknesen Hliyotza Kedi Isa B'Shulchan Aruch. The came in Shehamone Am Einem Yodim Medivrei Magavram Elu. Most people don't know that they have to repeat the Kriya Shema. V'lo yotzu lizar v'likros shu Kriya Shema. V'chein yamtinu b'tfila tzeis chachovim tein sheyotzu chovim tzeis Kriya Shema. That's another svar, he's saying. In other words, the first svar is to that you want to get the Mimon of Shach Rabbi Akiva Eger, you'll lose that if you daven early. And the second thing is if you daven early, just a simple shot, that if you daven early, and you can stay up the whole night, and you're not nisar to repeat Kriya Shema, because you always say, I don't never need to repeat Kriya Shema, because I'm always going to say Kriya Shema Lamita anyway. But here you won't, and you can forget the whole thing. That's a different part. That's not the Harifas part. The Harifas part was the part with the Birkas HaTorah, with the Avaraba and the Avasoylam. So then he says, Hagam Shem Betikun. You know, there were people like the Vilna Gaon that Shavuos night they say Tikkun. I was told of David Feinstein Zatzal. He said Tikkun Shavuos night. You know, we yeshiva guys, they don't say Tikkun. You learn whatever you're learning. But there's a Tikkun. You know, there's a certain nusach for to say. So, you know, so there are some people, they say the Vilna Gaon used to say it. Reb David Feinstein used to say tikkun, I think Shavuos night. But most people, you know, they learn the Gemara, whatever they're learning. So let's say the tikkun. So, but people that who said tikkun, so he says in the tikkun, it says it has the parsha of Kriyat Shema. Shekor b'tfila, b'layla omrim brachas Kriyat Shema, kiyum yitzias Mitzrayim. So maybe that should be good. Because at least you'll be yotzi the mitzvah. He says, "Mikom mokum if you daven early." Mikom einam matzk. But he said people are not miskaven for the mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. And we pask in the Shulchan Aruch mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And the Magen Avraham says by a daraisa mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So if you're going to just say tikkun at night, the tikkun leil shavuos, if you're going to say that at night, you won't be yotzi Kriyat Shema because you probably are not going to have kavana to be yotzi. And then he says, "Ufizeh hamispalim arvus shavuos b'layla yeshmokum l'tzada manushok shkosav gerim gerim zatzal di b'layla gorim pshita yochel levar berkas haTorah yeshar gerim yeshlomo shalom yotzah berkas avolos kaim the machakor kriyishma because the yotzah is called kriyishma avikayt sveika. But now he makes his point. I mean, this is the point we said before, but now he's saying it out. He's saying, but if you daven mariv at night, so then you have the Meman of Shach of Rabbi Kiveger. You have the Meman of Shach of Rabbi Kiveger. That because you slept, and you have the new day. Ah, but you said, because Kriyat Shema Mar when you say Avos Olam, and then you said Kriyat Shema right afterwards, so you were Shana Al Asar, you learn right away. But if you daven Bizman, so then it's L'Shem Kriyat Shema, so it's not L'Shem Talmud Torah. And B'Mele, you didn't get the and you're not yotzi with the Kriyat Shema, so therefore you're not yotzi Birkas HaTorah with Avos Olam, so then when the new day comes you could say Birkas HaTorah in the morning because Meman of Shach, you slept and you had a new day. You said Birkas HaTorah in the middle but that doesn't count because you didn't learn afterwards. You said Kriyat Shema, but that Kriyat Shema was L'Shem Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. It wasn't L'Shem Talmud Torah. And we get the Meman of Shach Rabbi Kiveger. That's his word. Well, I always am excited to hear a new Mahalach on an old question. I always like to hear a new thing. This is like as old as the hills, the Rabbi Kiveger. But this Mahalach I never saw in my life till I decided I'm going to go through all the Yisoros Truvas on Shavuos, as we did. So this is a whole... Now...
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If you had negative Kavana, let's say you were davening early, and an early Marv, but then you had your Kavana was not to be Yotzei, the Talmud Torah aspect of it, even though that's the only, like, Torah's Kriyat Shema that you'd be doing, because you're not doing Kriyat Shema Bizman. Is this a, like, Stam Kavana, or could you have Kavana?
Right, so that's a question. That's a good question. In other words, can you have negative Kavana that it shouldn't be, you'd say, the... You know, sometimes I wonder about negative Kavana. Negative kavana, it's to do a mitzvah. Say I pick up a lulav, so I have negative kavana because I didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. But maybe certain things, it's the reality, because you have to learn afterwards. So you learned. What do you mean it's negative kavana? It's not a mitzvah. You mean maybe it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the mitzvah of learning. That's why I always had an issue with Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak. Rav Moshe Paskin, that if you come to a wedding and you have in mind that you're going to leave early, so you can have kavana shalom litztarif, and then you don't have to do a zimun, and you can leave early. So I always found that svara difficult, because I'm eating with everyone else, right? And we're eating together, we're talking together. So what does it mean to have kavana shalom litztarif? Litztarif, it's a reality. You know, like, I'm at your house and we're schmoozing together, but I'm not mitzarf to you. What does that mean? But that's the mitzias, that we're being mitzarf together. So that svara from Rav Moshe always. I mean, he has a raya from the Ramon, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, maybe you could befalva, but you understand the concept of certain things. When you have, I can understand when you pick up a lulav and you have kavanah shalom mitzarf. And the lo shalolatzis, because it's not enough to pick up a lulav, you have to have kavanah as a mitzvah. But maybe certain things, when you're learning Torah, so you're learning Torah. It's not necessarily the mitzvah of Torah.
Rabbi, but isn't the mitzvah of Zimon means inani muchan umezuman? And if I'm, it's all in kavana, I'm mezamin myself. But if I'm not mezamin myself, obviously I'm not.
No, inani muchan umezuman kai mitzvah sese. That mezuman means
Zimon. That is Zimon.
No, Zimon, but Zimon means no. Shlosh she'ochlu biyachad chayovim mezamin. Shlosh she'ochlu biyachad chayovim mezamin. When we're eating together. Yes, we were eating together. We were eating together. We were koveya together. We were schmoozing together. So the fact that a person's saying...
So if I don't schmooze, if I sit down in a restaurant and there's 20 people there, I'm not kavana. I go to a wedding, half the time I don't know anybody on the table. If you're talking going with your friends...
No, because I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't matter. Because you all got an invitation. You all got an invitation before. So you're all coming under the same umbrella. You're all coming under the same umbrella. You had premeditated eating. That you also were going to invite it. It's not like I just happened to be in a restaurant and you happen to be in a restaurant and we don't know. You know, here we're invited to come together to this thing, and that brings it serious of us. So Rav Moshe's thing always, you know, Rav Moshe has a raya from, you have to see how the raya works from Sudas Mavsekis, my Tishba, but Misvara, I was always bothered with the, because I felt certain things, Kavana is irrelevant. That was what, so that's what Rabbi Levi was saying, though. But this is the...
What about Kavana on the Bracha? I thought you have to have Kavana by Abba Salem to should be a Bracha Satira. It automatically becomes a Bracha Satira.
Oh, so you're right. So it could be... What Rav Meir is saying is that you have to have kavana to be a Birkas HaTorah. Maybe that's the why you have to. Maybe the suffix of Kriya Shema is not because maybe Kriya Shema is a mitzvah. It's because if I don't learn something that I wouldn't have learned otherwise, then it shows that I didn't have kavana that it should become a Birkas HaTorah. You could say that a whole different. Maybe that's the Parsha Pshat. But he's learning a new daher in. Because the simple pshat, if you tell you the truth, if you look in the Gemara Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph, the simple pshat is that kfar niftar ba'ava rabba. It's much more me'elof, you were niftar ba'ava rabba. So Tosa says, you have to learn, or whatever. But the Pasha pshat, well, it could be the only Yerushalmi says you have to learn. The Bavli, it's a bigger story even if you didn't learn. But the question of having to learn is... Maybe that's the show, like you said, that you're doing, you're having special kavana because you're learning something special, not something different. But right. So that could be a different the hair in the whole sugya. But the simple pshat of kfar niftar is it's me'elof. And then the Rishabi says, but you also have to learn. So what you said is. I accept what you said. That's what makes it a unique pshat here. That he's stressing that it's me'elof, and not with the kavana. But what you said is, you know, Rav Hutner has a mimer in Shavuos in his sefer on what's the pshat of learning afterwards. So he says you should look it up if you have Pachat Yitzchak at Shavuos. He says like this: an Ava Rabba is a Birkas HaTorah because it speaks about Torah, but it also speaks about other things. It speaks about mitzvahs. Usually for a bracha to be, it has to be specific. Like the bracha of tefillin is only about tefillin. The bracha of lulav is only about... Here it's about mitzvahs in general. It's not only about Torah. Torah, mitzvahs, chukim, mishpatim. He says, but the word is, the Rambam says, that if you are learning, and then a mitzvah comes by that you have to do, no one else could do it, you have to do it. So then you're supposed to be mevatel your mitzvah and do it. But then the Rambam says something that seems to be extraneous. You know what the Rambam says? And after you finish the mitzvah, chozer l'talmudo. So Frechter of Huttner, why do you have to say chozer l'talmudo? Of course. I'm learning. I'm always learning. I had to do a mitzvah that no one else could do, so I have to stop. And it's needless to say that when I finish the mitzvah, I'm going to go back to my learning. The Rambam writes the chozer l'talmudo. So zokt Rav Huttner, the pshat is, because if you chozer l'talmudo, so then it shows that really you wanted to learn the whole time. It's just leis brera. You had to do the mitzvah. And when you did the mitzvah, zokt Rav Huttner, Amara Degazog, he says that when you do the mitzvah, you didn't only get a mitzvah of doing a mitzvah. You got a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because this made your Talmud Torah lumod al manas lasos. If you're just learning and you never do mitzvahs, it's felt in the learning, because it's not al manas lasos. So therefore, how do you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I really wanted to learn the whole time? And when I'm doing a mitzvah, it's only because I want to get a kiyum of Talmud Torah in my mitzvah. Because my learning is felt, is lacking, because it's not. So Chozer l'Talmudo makes the mitzvah into Talmud Torah. And then, when it speaks about mitzvahs in the brach of Avah Rabbah, those mitzvahs are Talmud Torah also, because you have to learn right afterwards. Just like Chozer l'Talmudo, the paradigm of Chozer l'Talmudo, the parallel is that right after the Avah Rabbah, you learn. Just like right after you do the mitzvah, you go back to learn. And then the mitzvah itself is Talmud Torah. Then the brach of Avah Rabbah, even though it speaks about mitzvahs, but those mitzvahs can be transformed into Talmud Torah if you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that really you wanted to learn the whole time. And you're only doing the mitzvahs to make the learning al manas lasos. That was a beautiful vort.
Is it Hachitz of Choice?
I think so, yes. Yeah, it's a beautiful vort. You should look it up. It's one of the best vorts. That's why, who said this? Maybe Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said this, or Rav Huttner himself, or Rav Aaron. Someone said this, that when they're makpid, when they go to a chasana, and they come back late, they come home and they open up a sefer a little bit. Because you just spent so many hours not learning. But if you learn afterwards, you're showing, you really would have learned all those 4 hours that you were at the wedding. But you needed to do a mitzvah. But now you want to Hashem that mitzvah is a key in your Talmud Torah. Then, because if you don't do mitzvahs, then your Talmud Torah is not al manas lasos. So the Rambam writes chozer l'talmudo. And that's, so then Rav Huttner says, if you chozer l'talmudo, it's halacha. It's not just, well, you have to tell me chozer l'talmudo. The answer is, even if you come back late from the wedding, and it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, chozer l'talmudo, and then all those hours that you did, that you were spending at the chasana, you get schar for Talmud Torah also. It's Rav Huttner. Okay, Rabbi, so we finished the first tshuva here. So we have a couple of more tshuvas to do. And we're going to have another tshuva here about one of my topics, about if you're allowed to make early yontif on the second day of Shavuos. That became a big thing because people don't want to stay up late the second day of Shavuos. And not only that, they not only don't want to stay up late learning, they don't want to stay up late for the Suda. And they want to have the Suda, so they want to make early yontif for the second day. So he has a whole tshuva about it. That's coming track, maybe for Wednesday or something. But it's here, it's one of the tshuvas here. Okay, so we finished between yesterday and today. We finished that first tshuva of the Hisoris tshuva. Okay, Rabbi, let me say hello to everybody. Rabbi Yosef Katan and Natan and Daniel and Rav Harari and Matt Levy and Ezra Hess and Sadi Spitzer and Yehuda Abadi and Rabbi Meir Kesselman and Ezra Hagler and Jacob Silberger. And I don't know who this is, GDVH775K. I don't know what that is. Rabbi Levy and Rav Katan and Natan And Daniel, Meir, got everyone. Yehuda.
Who is the Mechaber of the Sarius Shuva again?
He's the Einikel of the Chassim Sofer, a Zun from the Ksav Sofer.
Beautiful.
I tell you, you should go through every piece.
Just talk of therapy, I will.
Yes, good therapy, yeah.
Yehuda, where do they sell them?
Where they sell them? Go to a store. Yes, to see.
Maybe they have it on HebrewBooks.org.
Yeah, with the new printing. This is the new Geschmack with the new printing.
Oh, new print.
It's very Geschmack. The old printing wasn't so Geschmack. This, the new printing, is very Geschmack.
Just one clarification, Rabbi, if I may. Rabbi Akiva was eager when he said, you can sleep, and you say Krishma, because Krishma, without the Kavanah to be Yosef. Now, the bracha doesn't take effect. So if so, when I start learning during the night, I'm learning without having made a Birchas HaTorah. Sora. Unless we say it's the Birchas HaTorah of the previous morning is still continuing its effect.
Right. Yeah. The Birchas HaTorah of the previous morning is still.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody. Fulton.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, where do you have to have kapronit not to be out to Kriya Shema?
So that's what Rabbi Lavi was saying. If you have to listen to the whole shiur, then you'll see his tale. We're gonna put it up soon, but you should listen to it. You can hear, so okay. This way you'll.